Blackstone presents Roosevelt Sweeps Nation, FDR's 1936 Landslide, and the Triumph of the Liberal Ideal by David Petruggia. This book is read by Jack DeGolia. 1. Franklin is on his own now. Franklin Roosevelt was alone at a very bad time. Yes, there was Eleanor. There was, despite everything, always Eleanor. But their personal relationship had long lain in tatters, still wounded and bleeding from Franklin's Great War tryst with her too charming former social secretary, Lucy Mercer. Mr. and Mrs. Franklin Delano Roosevelt remained a political team, but just barely. In 1928, when Franklin had narrowly stormed into New York's governor's mansion, Eleanor coldly and publicly proclaimed her decided indifference to his triumph. "I don't care." And that hostility never fully vanished. When Eleanor was around, you could always feel tension of a certain kind, recalled FDR speechwriter Sam Rosenman. The Roosevelt's eldest son, James, phrased it more harshly, labeling their marriage an armed truce that endured until the day Franklin died. And recalling several instances when his father literally held out his arms to mother and she flatly refused to enter his embrace. One evening at the White House in late April 1935, Eleanor casually confessed to James Roosevelt and to her mother-in-law, Sarah Delano Roosevelt, that her wifely heart would not fall to pieces if defeat visited her husband in 1936. When Eleanor departed the room, Sarah painfully queried James, "Do you think your mother would do anything to defeat father? Is that why she stays in politics, just to hurt his chances of re-election?" Decades later, Eleanor's devoted radio and television agent, Thomas Stix, sheepishly confessed to his client that he had voted for socialist Norman Thomas in 1932, and not for her deceased spouse. "So would I," she answered Stix, "if I had not been married to Franklin." Mother Sarah, of course, was different. She remained ever loyal, ever doting. But arch-aristocrat and arch-reactionary that she was, not the sort at all devout socialist, she was hardly of value as her son's increasingly liberal New Deal tottered on the brink. Brain trusters like Rex Tugwell and Democratic Party operatives like Jim Farley and functionaries like Harry Hopkins all stood by.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?